Yeah, hello everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and we're on our call on March the 24th, 2016, and we'll be talking today about more about marketing and SEO, which is search engine optimization, and how to, you know, how to have people find you so that you can get new clients and new people coming to your coaching. Let's see, did someone new just join us?
Morning, Dr. Joanne. It's Daniel.
Oh, hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Yeah, we got Michelle on the call, and more people are joining us here. So, yeah, we're talking about SEO, means search engine optimization. So, you know, making your website and social media efforts working for you so that people can find you. And, yeah, Michelle, you were just talking about I mentioned the site last time, Fiverr.com is one possible resource for you to for people to, you know, help with website stuff. It's at Fiverr.com. It's spelled F-I-V-E-R-R.com. So Fiverr, but then two R's at the end. So that's one possibility. But let's see, Michelle, you were asking about the you had a question. We were chatting. Do you want to mention what kinds of things you were thinking of? Kind of what we talked about before.
Sorry, I was just on the Fiverr website, and it's great because they will offer you help with the more technical aspects of SEO. We can do our own content, and that I understand the benefits of that. However, the whole backlinks and how Google interprets your site, is there's some of that stuff that's just a bit beyond my scope.
Yeah.
So it's quite reasonable here. They it's $6.60 Canadian for the month.
Amazing,
to boost your
yeah.
rankings. $5 if you're American.
I know, that sounds too good to be true. Now, one thing I wanted to caution people in general is that I get three, five emails a day sometimes from just, these random robots, going around to different websites, and it's just an automated thing, I think, saying, oh, yeah, we can SEO your website or get you more traffic or that kind of thing. And they're just, a lot of times it's, I don't even answer those. If it's someone advertising to you, through email or through any other means, I'd say don't go with them because they're probably overpriced and not going to deliver anything. I was giving an example last time of one client. I had one student from this program I worked with individually who he paid a company like $5,000, and all he got back was a 3-page report. And I was just got nothing for his money, and they said, "Oh yeah, well now your page is ranked higher. Maybe it was ranked a little. One page was ranked a little bit higher for one day. But SEO is something you got to, just your website getting found is something to work on over time, and it's not something that you can just pay somebody to kind of fix up your site and then that's it. And one thing, it can actually do damage to your website if using a lot of the tricks that these webmasters do, and talking about links. When someone says backlinks, they just mean that someone is linking to your website. But it needs to be, a lot of times these webmasters, other people want to say, oh, buy these links or buy backlinks. Meaning that, they'll have, 100 people or 1,000 websites linking to your website. But Google is on to that now, those kinds of tricks, and they have algorithms and ways of testing that kind of thing. And if they see that there's all these random backlinks or links going to your website, they know that, it's probably trying to trick Google into something, and they will punish you and put your rank your site lower, or sometimes sites that do that a lot get banned from Google. So I think you want to be really careful about that sort of thing and finding out what these companies do and be able to. It's better if you could talk to someone on the phone as opposed to just emailing, because a lot of times if it's just emailing, it may be someone from a foreign country in India or Philippines. Those countries are very good, but a lot of times they're just factories, you know, of people that want to do put in some kind of software program to, you know, help, you know, for your website, but you don't really know what they are doing, or doing what they call, a lot of webmasters want to do what they call link stuffing, which is, and Google does not want that at all. Or when I say Google, I mean Yahoo and all the other search engines as well. They don't want, link stuffing, which means, or keyword stuffing, meaning, you know, using the same words over and over again, like, sports mental training for, using that many, many times on a page to try to, get the search engines to come to your site if someone, if they search on those words. You're writing for two sets of eyes, human eyes and Google eyes, I call it. You're writing for humans and also for search engines, but primarily you're writing for, human eyes to look at something. And so it needs to be able to, you need to offer good content and to read something. Your content needs to be readable so that by humans, and then the search engines are going to value that. Now, with regard to links, other sites linking to your site, you want to have authority websites linking to you. A lot of these webmasters have no idea. They don't know what sports psychology is or what our field is about, and so they just get, all these random people linking to your site, and that's not going to do anything. In fact, as I was saying, Google is on to those kinds of things, and it makes your site rank worse. So the way to do that is to write for, contact your, say, local newspaper or magazine or, like NBC doing something for the Olympics. The local NBC channel they might have you on TV, which would be great, or if not, they might do an article about you, or you could submit an article about your work with something about the Olympics, or a subject, even if you're not working with Olympian, talk about the your expertise in that area, or what you know about the champion mindset, that kind of thing. And so if you have I did that for NBC, interviewed me for the Winter Olympics, the last one, about an athlete I was working with, and they ended up putting a nice article on there about it on the NBC website for the Bay Area here. So it was the local Bay Area website. Here it's called NBC7.com. And so it was just a really nice article, and that'll be there permanently.